Welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Live at 5. I'm Elizabeth Vargas, your host.
I'm Frances Cardone. Tiffany Sowersby.
Keith Maximilian.
We have an exciting show for you this week. Every week, every Monday, we are going to be streaming from the studio in Orange County, California, live to you to give you the latest and greatest tea, the tea that you need. We're going to give you updates on anything social when it comes to a little pop culture, a little drama, a little love, a little escape. We're also going to give you some updates on real estate, you know, what's happening now with the fires in Los Angeles, where everybody's moving, what everybody's doing. We're going to give you some updates on our local community, what, you know, our new mayor's doing. We got a new mayor, Joe Stapleton. We love you. Thank you for cleaning our, you know, keeping our city safe. We're also going to kind of just talk local love, dating, gossip, and we all want to know what Tiffany's doing with her date life.
Mom's the word.
Tiffany just went to Mammoth, so we might dive into
We don't know, but
we have some new faces in the group today. We're going to be switching it up a little bit this season, live at 5 on Mondays, and then we're going to be doing our post-production, which will be released on Fridays. So Mondays will be live, and Fridays will be Girl Talk Tea Time. So let's just dive right into it. This week's special sponsor is brought to you by Vitabar. Made with, what is it? With no seed oil. Hi, Austin. Vitabar. Have you tried Vitabar today?
I actually have. I just ate one earlier. Very good.
Yeah. It tastes moist, I think. Anyway, brought to you by Vitamin Bar. We've all tasted it. We love you. We love you, Austin. We're giving you some perks today. Thank you for being part of our Girl Talk Live. But let's dive right into the show. We're starting off with local news. And Frances here, she is a local celebrity. She's with Coldwell Banker, and she's won awards 5 years in a row, which is called the Ellie Award. Yeah. Explain that.
Basically, it's an award for the top, you know, say, 10% of the real estate professionals.
Okay.
And it has to do with how much real estate you sell, which is you have to be, you know, selling quite a bit. Yeah. But you also, your branding and your marketing, like how much YouTube things you do, how many postings do you do, how many followers
you have. What your analytics look like.
Yes. So
you have to be awesome.
Well, kind of.
You can't just be like, I'm an agent. You're like, I'm an awesome agent. You're a real estate advisor.
Right. Not just a realtor, but a real estate advisor.
But don't you like the term realtor? I thought you said you like.
No.
Oh, you don't?
I think that's 1980.
Right?
Realtor. Really?
Yeah. It's not even hard to say.
Yeah.
Realtor?
Yeah.
Realtor.
Yeah.
That's kind of a Midwest thing. I'm a realtor.
I'm realtor. Yeah.
You know what I feel bad for the realtors? In the Midwest, they're selling $100,000 properties. They're never going to have the volume
here. It's so wrong.
No.
It's so wrong.
No. So give us the scoop. What's going on in Orange County? We got a little bullet point here, but let's talk about the reservoirs. Let's talk about the fires. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, it's good to know that reservoirs are full, so it won't be in the same situation that, you know, Los Angeles had. I think what's great is Stapleton, the new mayor, he's had some great programs. One's called the Friendly Center, and so he's helping people with displaced homes, you know, get them acclimated to Newport Beach, because that's people who live in Palisades. This is kind of be their natural move because it's very similar to Palisades.
So Palisades demographic, you think, will move to Orange County.
Absolutely.
So Joe Stapleton, did you hear that?
Yes.
Prepare for the storm.
Yes. But what's great is he's already started this sort of a welcome wagon to people that are coming here, because even though we're very similar to Pacific Palisades, you know, it's a little bit different culture here.
Right? Yeah.
And so just slightly.
You know, get it slightly.
Just slightly. So I love the program that he has called the Friendly Center, where he's like...
Friendly Center.
The Friendly Center. And he actually had this for his first meeting at the Oasis Senior Citizens Home.
Okay.
And then they have, you know, the environmental emergency fund that they put together for people who are displaced. Because everyone thinks everyone in Pacific Palisades is rich. Well, not necessarily. You know, and so when they're displaced, they might not be able to afford, you know, their taxes or paying.
No, they're pretty rich.
Well, no,
minimum homes for it at 4.5.
Well, it's actually, you know what? And I just realized it's actually 3.6 million is the average price of a home here and in Pacific Palisades. But there's people that have been there for 30, 40 years.
That's true.
They don't have a mortgage. They're paying their taxes.
Yeah, taxes are low.
The taxes are low. You know, so now they're like, what am I going to do? So there's programs to help people like that.
So Orange County stepped up to the plate.
Absolutely.
You know, Stapleton's our new mayor. Yeah. Welcome, Joe Stapleton. Woo! Yeah. Mayor O'Neill, we love you too. Mayor O'Neill just became
President of Orange County.
Orange County Republican Party.
Yep.
So he stepped on and moved on and upwards. And now we have Stapleton, who's keeping Orange County moving smoothly as far as just the security and the safety of our community, but also helping communities up in Los Angeles transition.
Yes.
So that's what you're talking about right now.
Yes.
Newport would never have the same problem that LA had. I think Newport is so in tune with their like logistics.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like way more in tune. Like fire, police, like they actually care.
Yes.
Like,
more smaller than Los Angeles.
True. 100% true. But
we're like a little community and they're like a huge.
Yeah, but they were saying
city.
That the Pacific Palisades has spent $550 million a year in taxes. And that's a lot of money for infrastructure like that they didn't provide.
But they didn't provide.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about, you know, Bass. Like, seriously? Like, she went on vacation when she was warned?
Well, it was Africa. I mean, why would you come home from Africa when your city's burning down?
I know, but she was actually warned before she took off.
She was in the plane. She could have came back.
She could have came back. And the fact that she didn't do that.
Yeah. Did you see the interview she was in the jetway? And they said, did you found out that this was happening? Why didn't you come back? She just all just sat there like... What?
Like, she's like,
say
Kamala,
something.
She's like a Kamala Harris. She's like, oh, I don't know.
Well, but you also have to, okay, so I'm going to play devil's advocate because I understand like a lot of leaders go out of town, they get these free trips, they get to really represent Los Angeles. And she's probably trying to do something good by representing California.
No, that's not, the fact that she went is not the problem. The problem is that the fire started.
Right.
They told her about it. She should have turned right back around.
Right. The fire started when she was on an airplane.
Yeah, well, so she stayed in the event in Africa.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She didn't come back right away.
Caviar better have been good.
Oh, man. I mean, caviar.
I mean, just think about it. She would have said, okay, let's turn back. Let's get fire station, firehouse, whatever, sheriff's there, whatever. Prepared,
right?
They weren't.
Yeah.
Wow. Like it's after the fact. Yeah.
So you know, we're live, and I want to thank everybody who donated last week. We went live for the first time on a whim with Girl Talk Live because we saw that there was a need to put a video out there that shared resources for everybody to donate to, like the Pasadena Animal Shelter. There's the fire departments have so many. If you go to any of their Instagrams or their web pages, you can go there and you can find resources to donate or where you can bring food, water, where there's housing, where there's pretty much anything that you could need. The resources are on the it was the Los Angeles Fire Department and Newport Beach Fire Department. Mm-hmm. As far as what you can do to help right now. There are so many people displaced right now. But I was told that there's a lot of price gouging going on right now. What you're in real estate, you're an Uber professional. Isn't that illegal for people to price gouge with their rentals right now?
Yeah, it is. And actually, they're making it. They're creating a law right now. You can't price over 10%.
But over 10%.
But so what we're finding is if you...
They're making that law, but the law doesn't exist yet.
They're actually making it because...
I thought there was a 3% law.
There is a law, but it's not as high.
But it's, so doing 10%. But so you'll see houses that were on the market, say, in October, and they've been sitting on the market forever. And then now, for rentals and for resale. So now they were selling it for, $2.5 million. And then now they're like, oh... Now we want to sell it for $3.5 million. Or we were renting it for $12,000 a month. Well, now we're going to rent it for $20,000 a month. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
That's taking advantage of people's, hardship.
Yeah.
You know.
I took my homes off the rental market for 30 days, and I've had already, I'm at 6 families, 11. I mean, I'm at dogs, cats, animals, and I'm exhausted, and I can't do enough. And I feel like just even putting a few families, it's still only a tiny dent. And I can't imagine. And there's nowhere to put the people once they're at your houses. There's nowhere for them to go afterwards.
Well, I mean, they should have done something with the hotels, right? Where it's some sort of deal where like their hotels are going to be paid for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Right?
Well, that's what insurance companies used to do is they'd just put people in hotels.
Right. Well, so they still
years.
Do.
Yeah.
I mean, but
yeah.
It's still, I mean, like assuming that they're covered with insurance, right?
Yeah.
What's great is you have people like businesses like Living Spaces, what they're doing for rental people that have lost their homes, they're renting, because a lot of times they're not furnished. So what Living Spaces is doing is they're donating all their furniture to these homes so that you feel like you at least, you know, not only did you lose your home, but now at least you have a place to stay and feel comfortable while you're trying to.
Did you hear that? So she was saying that living spaces for anybody watching this is donating furniture?
It's like donating furniture. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have to be qualified. So there's a certain amount.
So you just walk in and grab it.
You can,
Well, I do need that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the looters.
Oh, God.
Oh. Okay, so someone.
Now, they talk about increased penalty. They should increase 10 times the penalties during a natural disaster if you're taking it back.
So who's
Marion? Like
they defunded their police.
So you have the National Guard.
There's a National Guard there. Because you're. Okay, so tell us what you did.
So I'm in the California State Guard. So we.
You're in the California State Guard.
We provide support to the National Guard guys. We had set up command centers and stuff like that during that time for them.
Yeah.
But they were up there just kind of. Trying to scare away the looters.
Are they 24/7?
Yeah, the National Guard was out there 24/7.
Wow.
Are they still up there right now, you think?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't checked yet.
I mean, are these people, is everybody that lost their homes responsible for the looters stealing? Because there's not enough police. There's no way there's enough police to maintain this.
It's not the looter, it's the evacuation orders. It's not the burnt down houses they're worried about. It's the one that there's no people. They were evacuated, mm-hmm. told to leave their house. There's no one in the neighborhood. So then the looters go and rob the houses that are there, right? Not that are burnt down.
Wow.
So yeah, it's kind of, that's such a disrespectful, that's such a, they should just have the penalties of the yin yang for that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, California is in big trouble because now they're talking lawsuits with the city. Who's the famous couple?
It's Spencer and Heidi.
Spencer and
Heidi.
Yeah, they're starting their first lawsuit.
Yeah, that'll be a class like action for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about this earlier, but we're live now. So
we have everyone. Everyone's going to join that.
Everyone. Well, if they win, I mean, then there's a big problem because.
The state's going to have to fight that. But it's like, how are you going to fight negligence by that fire hydrant not working?
Right,
That's just like, well, I didn't do it. They're all pointing at each other, you know? It's like the kindergartners that ate the last cookie. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that if you're going to donate to the Los Angeles fires, make sure it's legitimate. Yeah. Go to the Los Angeles Fire Department website. Go off those links. Don't go to GoFundMes. Don't do any of that. I know that there's animal shelters that are legitimate, but they're also located on the fire department's websites, mm-hmm. the police department's websites, like legitimate websites. Don't just have someone send you a link on Instagram that tells you a story about, you know, their animal that's missing because there's a lot of crap going on right now about all that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more. Let's back it up to Orange County a little bit. Guess who's going on trial right now? The people that murdered the lady in Fashion Island.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So what do you guys think about that?
Well, I don't even really know much about that.
It's just a really sad story because it was a couple from New Zealand. They were here on vacation. You know, and then this happens. It's like, yeah.
They were in there. They robbed and then they ran over him in the car.
Ran over the woman, right? Yeah. And in front of her husband.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think as far as just California in general, to the rest of the world, we must look like a laughing stock to everybody.
The robbing, the burglaries are like, you know,
Newport Beach is the safest city in all of California.
So Self-Made is the big gym chain out here. Miguel Aguilar, who's the owner of Self-Made. He was a big influencer, like big ripped out. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Big ripped out guy. And he was really just sober, just always gave motivational speeches and everyone loved him. And the problem was he was in LA. He had a house in LA too. And him and his wife and his kids were out somewhere and four guys followed him back to his house in LA. And he's always wearing like bling bling watches and stuff. But, you know, he's nice cars. He's always showing the cars and stuff. So they follow him back to his house. And they robbed him, like him and his wife, and he ended up getting shot in the face, which is horrible.
He would have seemed like someone to me that would have been like concealed carry.
He shot one of the guys.
Okay.
When they were like, they were coming out and in front of his wife and kids. And like literally just a month ago, they had to pull him off life
support. Yeah, he didn't.
So it was really sad. But it just shows that they caught all of them.
Yeah.
But it just shows that, I mean, just like.
The desperation of people these days. Yeah.
I mean, in broad daylight, like this, not even at night, just followed him home, like just got out of the car and confronted him, you know? So
I mean,
happens all the time in LA, though.
Yeah. So you know what they're doing? My friend, she lives in Brentwood and she was actually robbed. What they're doing is at these department stores, they're putting those little tags in the
woman's. You can speak up.
Oh, they're putting little tags in the woman's purses. So when they leave the department store, the people are have like a little tag and they follow them.
It's like a GPS.
Like a GPS. Air tag. Those little air tags.
Sure,
it shows up on your phone. It says you're being followed.
No, no, that's probably separate.
Probably, yeah.
A more advanced tag or something that doesn't alert you.
It seems like that would be logical, right?
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I mean, you can't even, you know, you go to the department store thinking I'm just going to shop a little bit and somebody in the department store just putting it in your purse and you're going home.
Like, you see, but then you see the two people that got arrested in Orange County and they're like, we thought you just let us go. And they're like, not in Orange County, we don't.
They're like, wait, the one lady's like, hey, you're the wrong district. She had like school, she's a criminal, she's arrested, she told the other guys, yeah, not in this area. But I mean, ultimately, I just feel for the Los Angeles residents because, you know, they pay serious taxes too, just like we do in Orange County. I mean, luckily we didn't defund our police or our first responders or anything. And, you know, God willing, we have our group here that keeps us safe because I feel really safe here. Yeah. But, you know, those who was the Oppenheimer guy went on today begging the Los Angeles to refund their police because his friend just got robbed.
How is that not common sense? Like, I don't get that. Like, what did they think was going
to
happen?
Well, apparently he called 911 and it was taking hours.
Two days
to get to the house.
Like, sorry, we can't help you. It's going to be 2 days. I'd be like,
hang tight. We'll be there in 48 hours.
That's when residents are going to start taking matters into their own hands. It's going to be like a militia here soon. I'm serious.
It will be.
It's like... Well, I want a gun. No, you know, it's like,
hey, gun sales increase. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see how, and this is going to be a big California discussion today because we obviously live in California. We're deeply affected by the fires. Orange County is doing the best we can to help the victims of the fires. We can only do so much.
We sent engines up there too.
Yeah, we sent engines up there. We sent, we sent so much supplies. Yeah. The restaurants here. We had a couple days where if you ate out at specific restaurants, where the restaurants would then donate that money to victims of the fire. But, you know, tragedies like this are so massive and overwhelming that how is California going to recover from this anytime soon?
I don't think they
I don't see that. An end.
My question is, why this is not like a new thing, like not the fires, but like the robbing and everything. Like, how are people not so fed up in LA about this? Like, it just seems like it's just par for the course. That's what happens in LA. Like, I'd be livid, you know? If I was worried about going into my garage, like people following me, I'd be like, in like a $20 million house?
Right.
Yeah. I'd be like, what? Yeah. What am I paying for? Like, what's going on?
Right.
The only thing cities are responsible for is logistics. Like, the one thing you pay taxes on and you're like, okay, I'm going to pay taxes. I want to know if there's police and they're fire ready to go.
Right.
It's the number one. That's the baseline.
But you also have to have that for your insurance.
Right.
You know, you have to have like a security system that directly calls the police and the fire department that can come instantly if there's a problem. So if they come in 2 days, you tell your insurance carrier, they gave me a 48-hour hold time.
can you just picture the hold music? It's all ding,
ding, ding. Your insurance carrier is like, well, when did they get there? Oh, they 2 days later, but that was my fault. I mean, whose
fault is that? Your number, 27,205.
But you can pick what kind of music you're going to listen to.
I mean, we laugh about it, but this is a serious freaking problem for California. And, you know, people are...
It's for LA.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, like, other cities, like, don't have that.
We're not there yet. Orange County is...
I don't think... I'm not sure about San Diego.
What do you guys think of people moving out and moving to Las Vegas? They're moving to... I mean, Vegas is huge right now. Why are people moving to Vegas?
So I sell real estate.
Why are people moving to Vegas?
You know, Vegas is actually becoming a legit city now. Back in the day, it really wasn't. Yeah. But now we have, you know, they have the football. They've got the arena. They've got, I mean, it's a legit city.
It's not just that. It's not just the strip.
It's not just a strip club anymore. And, you know.
Strip club?
But I mean, so and the taxes are cheaper, you know.
Way
there's
cheaper.
No state.
So you have a lot of people, and I'm fortunate enough because I have my clients in Vegas and here, and they're just going back and forth.
Yeah,
we pay 13% taxes here.
It could be the weather. I don't think people. I mean, it's different weather. When it's cold, it's cold, and when it's hot.
But I heard that Vegas also is going to house a lot of production now, along with Texas.
Yes.
Did you guys hear that?
Mark Wahlberg's opening a studio.
Mark Wahlberg. Is it in Vegas or is it in Texas?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they should.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
There's so much land. Why not?
No, I think it's great because, I mean, Hollywood to me, let's talk about old Hollywood. Do you feel like we've lived the era and it's now over? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like beating a dead horse. It just get over it. And what's happening now?
It's like, when was the last time you went to a movie? I can't remember the last time I was in a movie.
I went to a premiere.
Well,
because there's no good movies.
Well, I mean,
it's Gladiator.
I think that they just come out now sooner.
Yeah.
Like, remember back in the day, like the movie, and it would take like 10 years for it to come on video, right?
Yeah.
You didn't have streaming, but so it's like, now it's like you wait 6 months, you just watch the movie at home and like in the comfort of your house.
But there's so much red tape for filming and production, and California has so much red tape on everything. Yeah. I can't even believe the movie industry lasted this long here.
Sure.
I'm shocked. I'm like, because, I mean, there's all these bigwigs taking, there's so much government in everyone's pockets right now. I can't believe they even got movies made here because there's so much red tape. Like, there's all these fat cows up on top sitting there going, hey, you know, okay, I'll let you approve that street for filming, give you like 20 grand. You know, everyone's taking their, you know, by the time the movie's like, oh, it cost $20 million and it looks like it was a COVID movie. You're like, that had two actors in it in one street.
Dude, the COVID thing. Like, I cannot believe that Biden, on his way out, the last 2 minutes of him in office, pardoned Fauci.
Oh, okay.
Like, what is going on?
Wait, I didn't hear this.
Yeah.
Fauci also?
He pardoned Fauci, pardoned Chuck Schumer.
Did you hear that?
No, I thought it was just his kids.
No, his kids too. But he pardoned his whole family.
But isn't that a guilty plea?
Yeah, I was saying, why wouldn't you pardon someone that's innocent? Like,
so did you see the video of Barron Trump leaning into Biden?
What did he say? No. What do you think he said?
Okay, I saw this from a lip reader that said he leaned into him and said, it's on.
Oh, that's
and really? You can see his
whole
lips
face, and then Biden's face goes,
just went.
It's just like totally converted. Like,
someone said he said, you forgot to pardon yourself. And then it was pretty funny though. Like he was like badass when he did it. He like he leaned into him.
Oh, his son, all, right?
Yeah, his 18-year-old.
He was like 6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Trump's daughter? Because everyone's speculating Ivanka will be the first woman president.
I think she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's stunning. Smart.
I think she hates politics, dude.
I think she does too.
She has stayed so far out of the fray. Did you see her during the last Trump stuff? Not really, right? She kept herself out. She wasn't like doing interviews I don't even think she was part of the White House like last term.
Really?
I don't think she was. I don't think she was like Jared Kushner was an advisor and like all those guys and his sons obviously, but I don't remember seeing her, you know.
So you don't think that she's going to become more heavily involved?
I think she's just, I mean, it really depends on how Trump plays the next couple of years, right? If he could mellow out the Democrats a little bit in terms of like, they're on everything. Like the Elon Musk, like the Hail Hitler thing.
Did you see that?
Like, come on. Like the guy's like the number one supporter of Israel. Like
where Elon Musk did
Where, you know, he's so like, dumb. He's like from my heart.
Are you sure that wasn't AI that made him look like that?
No, he did. But he's just, he's like, he has Asperger's, right? So he's already awkward in general, but like they really just annihilated him on that. And it's like, come on. Like, everyone knows that. And the guy's like the biggest supporter of Israel. Yes. And you think he's just going to throw a Hitler salute out? Like, just for shits and giggles? Like, I don't. Yeah. So they keep coming after him. And not only that, but on X, he put all of the, because, you know, it's like when you kind of like, hey, it's from the heart, you know, it's like, I appreciate you. Like, and that's just kind of what he did. But he showed all the other politicians do the exact same maneuver. Like they all went like that.
Yeah.
And so it was just, poor guy. I feel bad for him, but I don't think he really gives a shit.
Well, I think right now we went so far woke that I think that there's just, and for me, it's a little unfortunate because we went so far one way where you couldn't talk about anything without being the threat of being canceled, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I never cared about being canceled because I can't cancel myself, but there are people that work for networks and work for people that they will get canceled if they say certain things. Newscasters were getting canceled. Everybody was getting canceled. And now it's like we got these people on one end that are just, now it's like gung-ho Trump.
Yeah.
And then they're just against the woke people, like this big force. When really it's like, okay, let's just forget it. Let's all figure out what the economy is doing wrong and fix it together. Let's stop smashing people for what they used to say and what they used to do. Yeah, everybody was wrong. The canceling thing was crap. The million genders, yeah, that was wrong too. Whatever.
It's a million and one.
Let's figure out, like, I think it's the new way is going to be who's qualified.
Yes.
Well, that's how it should be.
The qualifications of running a government or a business or an airplane.
Wait, like, that's common sense. That can't happen.
Yeah. You know,
not going to happen.
And I'm really excited that I think that we went extreme one way and now we're, you know, I'm hoping it's not an extreme another way, but it just smooths itself out to where it just functions and the leaders of this country can come together, whether you're Democrat or Republican, and help run the nation right. Yeah. Because when it comes down to it, America is built off of businesses, relationships, people, leaders, mm-hmm. you know, not dictators. Dictatorship never works. It's proven. And so I'm just hoping that with this new administration, we can run the country like a business and make money for America mm-hmm. and bring back the money to Americans to where people can eat, people can live, people can start getting up in the morning. And when they go to work, they know that that dollar is not going to get taxed 500 times. Like, what do you guys think of the tip tax that he's trying to take away?
That's great.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's how it should have been. Like, I think your point is actually very valid. I think the way you know it's coming around is that you got big tech, which I feel is a complete corruption of the system. Like, big tech is responsible for all of our problems, right? If you think about it, like the censorship on the COVID stuff, the origins of COVID. If you said COVID came from a lab, you got kicked off Instagram.
Right,
like, right.
Right.
And now it's like the CIA just came out and says, we think that COVID came from the lab. It's like, what? Like, you just censored millions and millions of people, kicked their whole platform off for something that was actually valid, right? Mm-hmm. And I think with Mark Zuckerberg coming out and saying he's getting rid of all the DEI stuff and like he's getting this more macho.
Okay, Mark Zuckerberg, explain this to me. He was so
right.
Everyone, shut up! I'm censoring all of you and I'm shitting your accounts off. To now I love Joe Rogan and I'm a
He put Dana White on his board of directors for Meta.
What's going on?
I'd like to hear your take on it. This is what I kind of was saying. He started doing jujitsu, right? This is my opinion.
Started wearing necklaces.
He started being cool. So he wanted to be
Dirk Diggler
cool.
Style.
Once he was doing jujitsu, he wanted to be cool. What's going on?
Sidetrack there.
I was picturing that.
Are you guys all right?
Mark Zuckerberg playing Dirk Diggler.
Wait, what?
What?
He's got the chain. He's got the curly hair. Jiu-jitsu.
So he's doing jujitsu. Okay. So he's trying to bring back the alpha energy, right? Which I think is great. Because like if you were an alpha male a couple years back, like you were like canceled. Like no one wanted alpha males. Like everyone was like, and like, so you're like this alpha male. And like, so I feel like the jujitsu kind of got him into being more wanting to be cool, like the chains and like he wants to do fights. And like, it's hard to fight as a beta male, like to wrestle out in jujitsu. So he started getting in with the MMA and the UFC and stuff. Like he saw that Dana White doesn't put up with shit. He'll tell you right away, hey, shut up, And I think, and he put Dana White on his board of directors for Meta. So he came on that whole shift, which I think is going to be great because now I don't think you have to worry about getting canceled off of Meta or Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And then you have Google and all these big tech companies that donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration because now they know, like, they're back on the Trump train. Like, you need to be on the Trump train at this point. Mm-hmm. He got a mandate, right? So I think your point is actually very valid where we're coming back to the common sense where it used to be. Like, you can say what you want without, I mean, like.
I think it took an extremist like Trump who's like really out there, just super aggressive. I mean, he's like aggressive. Okay.
He's mellowed out.
It took somebody like him to kind of dissuade it a little bit to where it could hopefully even it out where it doesn't go extreme.
Right.
I mean, there's extreme Trump people, great. There's extreme Democrat, whatever. I'm just saying it took somebody like Trump to like wake up the country to go, oh, wait a minute. California is burning itself down. you know, look at our leadership in California. We are a prime example of how not to lead a community. Go ahead.
That's what I was saying. Like with like when Trump visited California, Newsom is sitting on the bottom of the stairs waiting for Trump to come down. If I were Trump, I would have came down the other set of stairs. Like, just to
serve with them. Or like slid down on your butt.
Newsom's just sitting there like, woo, you know, like, he's like his hands in his pocket, like, just, you know, rubbing his hair. And like, but when he came down, he's like, he has to have federal dollars at this point. So.
Peyton, are you saying hi? Hi, Luke. Wait, we can see you guys. We can see you guys commenting. This is our first live on YouTube.
So he's got federal dollars. So I think they all want to work with him. I think it's like what I find amazing is that the Senate or California State Senate was worried about Trump proofing they were voting on a Trump proof ordinance during the fires.
They were?
Yes. That was part of their agenda was they wanted to make sure that California was Trump proof. I'm telling you, during the fires, right?
Okay.
Like, Congress was focused on Trump-proofing California so that the immigrants and all that, that they wouldn't, that the local police didn't have to cooperate, the federal police to get rid of illegal immigrants and stuff. So, but, I mean, you're not concentrated on the fires? Like, do you think that's the appropriate time to do that?
Okay, so let's talk about the borders. I'm curious about this. So, I know this is a big, tough subject, but this is... this is the time to talk about this. And we're only getting into all this because I feel like I'm missing out. I love my gossip and girl talk, and I love getting into all the nitty gritty. I love all the juicy gossip and all the tea that you need. But sometimes there's a time and a place for it. And I think that with the fires and with everybody's houses, burned down, with the new administration coming in, we gotta say something. We can't say nothing as a group, as a show, as a TV show. We just can't say nothing. So, I mean, right now, I feel that we unfortunately let our veterans down by letting them literally sit on the street while we let a bunch of illegal immigrants in, and then we gave immigrants cards for health care, room and board, like overnight. And our veterans are sitting there homeless on the street with PTSD and they need help.
So
what do you think we're going to be doing? Are we going to be deporting and then, I mean, Keith, you're really big into government. And the only reason why we're talking government is because you're here today.
Oh.
But you plan on being here a lot.
Sweet,
so.
How sweet.
But, you know, I want to know your take on what are we going to do about our veterans versus the illegal immigrants?
So Pete Hegseth, who just got appointed to Secretary of Defense, is a straight veteran. He is like a war fighter veteran. The guy has been in numerous, I think he's went to Afghanistan. I want to say he went to Iraq, but the guy's 40 something years old. I'm not sure if you've ever seen him. He is going to fix that. I mean, the Pentagon lost $4 trillion in their life. They can't find $4 trillion. The IRS wants to know what you did with their $600 when you Venmoed someone, but the Pentagon gets away with $4 trillion of lost money. Pete Hegseth, I was so excited when he got nominated because he has no political bearing. He was a Fox News host, but the guy is all about veterans. He's all about veterans. He thinks that, the DEI has to get out of the military. The military was doing these ads for DEI, if you don't know what gender you are, come join the army. Why would that have any bearing in the military, Our military needs to be a fighting force. It doesn't need to have, you shouldn't be scared of, is it a boy? Is it a girl? You need to be fighting. Pick up a gun and fight. That's your whole military, right? But Pete Hegseth is going to fix all that for sure.
What's it say? Read this screen. What does it say? Tell Coda I said hi. Oh, hi, honey. Coda says hi back, by the way. So today, if you're just tuning in, we are going live on YouTube. Last week, we went live on Instagram. We had some latency issues. We had some tech issues. We're trying YouTube today, but we're also going to do post-production and repost it so you can continue to comment, continue to tell us all your opinions on our opinions today. We have new people in the house. Hello, we have Frances.
Hello.
She is an amazing realtor here in Orange County, California. She's going to give us regular weekly updates on what's happening now in real estate as well as local news. We have Tiffany Sowersby, who's wonderful. She's also in business, who loves to talk with me with pop culture,
just
drama.
Got back from Mammoth at a
she
big
just
trip.
Got back from Mammoth. Yeah, she.
Tell us about your trip, Tiff.
Straight from the snow.
We've got Keith Schreiber, who owns Cryo Innovations. He's been a local entrepreneur here. We're also going to have local entrepreneurs onto the show. So Live at 5 will be every Monday, and then Fridays we'll release our pre-recorded interviews as well. So just so you know. So let's continue. But so let's talk about as far as the tariffs that they want to put on import and export. How is that going to affect the average American?
So did you hear what happened with Colombia?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know?
No, yes, I didn't.
No.
Okay.
Oh. No, use it.
So,
great.
So we sent two military planes with deportees back to Colombia. Colombia president said, nope, not landing here, right? So they were sent back to the United States. Trump, within 30 minutes, got on X and said, if you do not accept, he said, starting immediately, we're imposing a 25% tariff on all Colombian goods. In a week, it'll be 50%.
Yeah.
Okay, like, yeah. He's like, all people from Colombia will be double searched through CBD, Customs and Border Protection, and backgrounds double verified.
Yeah.
And like, within six minutes,
awesome.
The Colombian president yes. not only said, we will gladly accept the deportees back, but I'm going to send my plane to go get
private
them.
Private plane. Oh, wow.
6 minutes.
What? Yes. When was this? It's
yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
And everyone
on awesome.
Even CNN didn't even have enough time to say, I can't believe he's going to impose
24.
Okay. Can you explain to the audience tariffs? Why are they so important? And why does Trump think tariffs are so vital?
It's not. It's a leverage, right? Trump is a business.
What is a tariff?
Guy.
Explain that.
A tariff is a tax that they put on an import or export, right?
So if you have coffee from Colombia.
Right, and that's what they're worried about, right?
She's worried about the coffee.
But I tell you what.
Not the cocaine.
I know.
Tariffs on cocaine.
They can't. So Trump, I think they made a, said, okay, well, are you willing to pay an extra 25 cents on your coffee? Like, no big deal, right?
Yeah.
But the leverage that he had to get those planes to land was even better. Like, he's not going to, he doesn't, like the Gulf of America versus the Gulf of Mexico thing, right?
Yeah.
So there's a conspiracy theory that says that the reason why he changed or he wants to call it the Gulf of America was because the last couple of minutes, Biden put this restriction on drilling all of the Gulf of Mexico. So Trump's like, okay, well, we're not going to be drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. We're going to be drilling in the Gulf of America. So I just thought that was funny, but I'm not sure if that's the case or not.
Well.
So tariffs are like, they're good if the necessary country is not taking your imports and we're taking a bunch of stuff from China and China's not taking ours, we tariff China's
imports. It's like a sanction.
It's a sanction.
Yeah.
And so to equal it out, say, we'll release the tariff if you guys take more imports from us.
Okay.
It's a leverage. And that's all he does. Trump is a business guy, straight.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear in the next 4 years, I can't believe Trump did that. He's like, the guy is a chess player. He's not playing backgammon or chess.
Yeah. Right?
He's not playing checkers.
Yeah.
He's playing four-dimensional chess.
So talk to me, since you seem to know a bunch about this, Keith, and we're now into this whole election thing because it just happened. When he keeps saying drill, baby, drill, it's pissing every environmentalist in their mother off. Like every environmental group is like, now everybody's wearing fur. If you notice, all the celebrities don't care about saving animals.
No.
Nobody cares about animals anymore. No. Like the fur is out. Did you see the celebrities, what they're wearing these days?
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, drill, baby, drill, and fur. We are going to be like the, we don't give a fuck nation.
Yeah. I think that there's a show on Netflix, which I highly recommend. It's called Land Man.
I love Land Man.
We all watched it. And so, tops out to Michelle Randolph, too. You know where to get a hold of me.
Is that the 19-year-old?
She's 26. So,
the mother and daughter, both.
Land Man it's very accurate. It's like oil is everything. Like, you know, we can't get rid of oil. It's impossible. Your makeup, everything you're wearing, like, it's just
Diddy
your nail
needs
polish.
Oil.
Yeah,
okay,
Diddy.
Just keep it going.
Out the bottom.
Did you control you? He used all of our oil last year. We're in oil shortage.
Now that he's not purchasing any more baby oil, I think there's more oil for everyone.
Leave some for the rest of us, Diddy.
Gas prices went down.
Yeah.
They're like, for some reason, it's a slippery slope. Talking about that one.
So, so oil's involved. Like, Landman is a good example because people don't really realize what petroleum has, like, how much grasp it has on our culture. Like, it's not like a fad. Like,
I heard that they're taking away the mandatory electric car or something. Yeah.
They did away with that.
I'm glad.
Part of his 120, 190 executive orders.
Because I was like, I'm keeping my gas cars. You're never going to get me to get an electric. My brother went to the dark side, Andrew. Got a Tesla. And I'm like, they're going to shut it off whenever they don't want you to go somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. Think about the fires, right? Like, just use that as an example. You have what? A couple thousand people displaced? Mm-hmm. What if everyone had an electric car?
Oh my God. Yeah. What if the fire trucks were electric?
What would you do? You can only go to a certain amount of places. Yeah. Like, there's only 6 Tesla chargers. Where's 1,000 people going to?
And they're going to blow up because of the fire.
If it's in the fire, right. But I mean, if you want to, like, my mom, and I think she's actually watching, but hi, Mom. So,
Hi, Keith's mom. We love you. Thanks for letting us have Keith. Thanks for gracing us with Keith's presence.
But my mom has a Tesla, and she's very, she only charges a certain amount. And I told her last time I visited, I said, what happens if you have to go somewhere? Like, what happens if there's an evacuation? You're limited to 180 miles.
Yes.
And that's it. You know, like, I'm like, keep your damn car charged the whole thing. Don't, like, space it out. So, but I think the electric thing is going to be a more novelty at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I like electric cars. Like, you ever ridden in a Tesla? It's fast. Like, it's cool. Like, it's...
It's like a freaking mouse. Yeah. Here, where's my mouse?
Have you driven a Tesla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You step on the gas, you can't even, like, grab your breath.
They actually make me nauseous. They say there's a small percentage of people that get in a Tesla.
In the front seat.
No, I literally get sick.
It's because you're in the back seat.
That is not true. And every time an Uber shows up, if it's a Tesla, I'm like,
no, you don't.
I get sick. I get seriously sick. It's something about the acceleration. Yeah. I can't do it.
You know what it is? It's like in a Tesla, there's no gears, right? So it just goes.
Yeah.
Like in a car, you go, it's like you move. Like you can feel the shift of the gears. Tesla, just step on the gas, the thing goes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no. Same with Ford, GT, whatever, you know, come on.
But it's still, you can hear the shifting.
The torque is there in Tesla. I agree.
I mean, it's crazy.
I have a question back to the oil, you know, like Landman. What's it, what? So
I'm back to the Landman.
It's a good show. What's the difference between fracking and drilling for oil?
Okay, so... So when you said drill, baby, drill, right?
Yeah.
He's implying, like, because
we want to be self-sufficient with oil.
You understand that it's not only the oil companies that have a problem with not drilling for oil. It's cosmetic companies that are now going to have to pay more money. It's everything you do, this is all made out of, like, it's like, so everything is going to be increased price. So when he says drill, baby, drill, like all of the industries are happy about that, right? Mm-hmm. The only people that are not happy about that is like the environmentalists. Fracking is where there's multiple layers, right, in the Earth's crust, or the core, I guess, or something like that.
Trying to squeeze the oil out of those
layers. Squeeze it out, right? And you're squeezing, you're kind of like putting the pressure in there to squeeze it out and push it up the thing. So that's the definition of fracking.
Like a baby on a nipple?
Yeah. No.
He's like, no.
It's kind of like...
Instead of drilling, it's actually putting pressure.
Yeah, you're putting pressure into what I understand.
For the oil to go up. Oh, okay.
And so you're putting pressure in it, and you're pushing the oil out.
Okay.
And the negative side to that is it could be an earthquake or something.
Yeah, but I mean, most of the fracking is done in, like, Texas and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and that is the downside.
Yeah.
But...
So what do you guys think of, let's touch a little bit on seeding the clouds and manipulation of the sky, because they've proven that it's happening. Mm-hmm. Obviously, look at what happened in Dubai. They screwed up that one big time. They just flooded the whole thing. They're like, oops, because they get greedy over there.
Yeah.
They want bigger go home. Yeah. So they were like, just do it. And then they probably just were like, are you sure, sir? Are you sure? And he's like, give me the big one. So
dump it.
He had three choices. Give me the big one. Because, you know, big boats, big this, big that.
Bigger's better.
Bigger's better. Give me an
like
island.
The, like, I feel like it was like the Austin Powers where it's like two little buttons and then this one big one. She's like,
bam, and it flooded all of Dubai. But what do you guys think? Do you need some more champagne, Keith?
I'm good.
No, okay.
Oh, why am I? Yeah, I'm only one.
You're almost out. Yeah,
I gotta catch up with you.
Yeah, mine if you want.
What's going on?
But I mean, what do you guys think of weather manipulation? Do you think we should stop doing it and just let nature? Because it seems like the more we manipulate the sky, the more problems we're having. No?
I think it's still amazing that weather people can't predict the weather.
And they get paid. We were just saying that. We were watching the snow report, heading out to Mad. No snow, no snow, no snow. It's dumping. I'm like, how do they not know that we weren't going to get dumped on today? It's like crazy.
I think there needs to be liability. I think there needs to be somebody held accountable. Like, because if you're planning a vacation or something, 10 days out, sun's shining, like, and you book it, and it's not right, I want to hold somebody accountable for that. Like, you know, like, Fritz Coleman, I'm on to you, dude.
Oh,
Dallas Rains, your rain is up.
Yeah, it's the only job that you can have that you won't never get fired.
And you can be dead wrong.
Dead wrong. Yeah.
You know, and they're so excited about it. Like, we got rain in the forecast. It's like, do you? Like, I don't see any rain, dude.
So how do you guys feel, you know, we live in Orange County, so we are very blessed to have a great environment of just uber cleanliness, high security, great leadership. I feel so blessed every time I wake up in the mornings. I'm like, thank you for letting this happen, right? What do you guys think is going to happen with, you know, for me, I'm so proud of Newport Beach. I'm so proud of Orange County that I feel like, oops, sorry. Sorry, Luke, I didn't mean to hit my mic.
Hey, easy there.
Jesus. Don't you think they should learn from cities that are successful and duplicate that process across state line and then make other cities as successful? Like, why don't people copy cities that are successful? Why doesn't LA take note of what Orange County is doing? Why won't they? Why are they so resilient? Why are they just not like us? I don't get it.
Totally different philosophies.
Like, well, why?
Well, I think LA was built first, right? And then Orange County is like come way after. So we learn from their mistakes to be better, not the other way around.
Like Irvine, right? Irvine's a good example. Like, Irvine, like even though Irvine's having some major like issues right now.
Just as of lately.
Yeah. So, but like Irvine's like—
Wait, Irvine's having problems?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
It was corruption.
So Irvine, I want to say 10 years ago, was ranked number one city.
That's what I thought. It was the safest place ever.
There's no power lines in Irvine. Everything's underground.
The education, all the Chinese are not move here for schooling and stuff. But now we've got some stabbings every weekend. And
what? In Irvine?
And I
thought that was Santa Ana.
No, the city does a good job of it. So let's say like there was a murder in Irvine. They will somehow take that, you know, murder and stick it in Santa Ana.
They're like, hold on one second.
No, I'm not even kidding. Be like, Santa Ana's got problems. I'm not even kidding you. They do that because you never hear about it anymore.
That is pretty gangster.
Yeah. But for some reason, Irvine's changing a little bit.
But I think that, you know, instead of having ego like Newsom, I think that you need to just take the ego down a little bit and you need to accept your loss. Like just accept your loss. Learn from other cities. Accept that maybe we're doing something right and you're not. Take some advice. You know, I know Will O'Neill, you know, he had some great points when he was mayor for a very long time on how to run Newport Beach and how our leaders are running it so clean. And Newsom never took anything into account that what we were doing was right. Well, just kept saying we were wrong during COVID, everything.
Him and Will O'Neill battled it out. Like, I think Newsom mentioned Newport Beach numerous times. Like, Will O'Neill's like, we're not closing the beaches during COVID.
No.
Like, we're not. Like, there's no need
for
that. You
have to be outside and be healthy.
Yeah.
And so, like, Gavin Newsom, I remember they went head-to-head for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Will O'Neill, he was a good leader. And Joe Stapleton is, you know, he's been on this council for a while, too. Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to get back on pop culture.
By the way, P. Diddy's house burned down.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about really? This whole P. Diddy scandal. Let's get a little bit brighter. Okay, let's talk a little bit of drama. Conspiracy theory. The P. Diddy thing, I know, is old, but a lot of the evidence was burned in the fire. Is this a conspiracy or not? Yes or no?
Conspiracy. I mean, it was, obviously, but it's not. Wait. The evidence they took out of his house.
They took it out. Where was it burned? Like, it was a police station burned down? Like, I don't.
No. They said that all the tunnels under his house were like.
But they already had all that information already.
Exactly. And they pulled all the evidence out. They're not going to leave it in the house and go, we'll come back for that later.
Yeah, I think that's just funny.
Yeah. Did we lose the live?
No, we were going to Google P. Diddy's burnt down house.
Okay, that's good. Google that.
Doesn't it like many homes?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to pull that up.
Torch it. What's that one on the right, Chad?
It says surrounded.
He's actually probably happy that his house burned down.
Oh, yeah, for right? sure.
Dude, he's never going back to it. What does he care?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a fake picture.
That's got to be fake.
Oh, is that fake?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Wow. Hey, I feel like we're on Joe Rogan now.
I know.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
I feel like the firefighters are just like, I don't see fire.
Do you? Oh, wait. Yeah. Sean Diddy. Oh, my God. Sean Diddy's house was spared.
So this could all be just nonsense.
No.
So has it been spared or has not been spared?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Because you know Diddy wants it to be.
Anyway.
Like, Diddy connected to LA wildfires.
There's no way. He's in prison, light the match. Come on.
Oh my God. Is there a fact check website that we can start going to?
Zuckerberg said he's getting rid of the fact checkers. He's
It's going to be crazy.
Who said that? That was Zuckerberg. Well, no more fact checkers on Facebook.
Okay, so let's talk about censorship right now. So what do you think is going to happen now, like X, you take away all censorship, which I think is great. But
it's a community censorship.
But it's what?
They have community censorship.
What does that mean?
Community opinion. So like, which is what Zuckerberg said he's going to do.
Okay.
So it's mostly like you have 100 people that say, I don't think that's accurate. You just see those 100 people that say, I don't think this is accurate. It's not like the fact checker going, this is false information. It's just see a bunch of people that say, I don't think this is accurate versus 20 people that say, oh, this is accurate, right? So you can make the judgment call, go, okay, well, maybe it's, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think is gonna happen though as far as all the media and freedom of speech? The woke media is not really happy right now. Like they're literally living on the edge. Mad as hell.
Strange though, like they're getting rid of the censorship, but they're also getting rid of TikTok. And that's kind of the reason why they're getting rid of TikTok is because they're trying to censor.
No, they're not getting rid of it.
No, they're not there,
they're
not though.
They're trying to sell it.
They're not trying to. China has all that data, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Snapchat. Remember when Snapchat first came out and like, they're like, oh, move your face this way. I mean, it's like they're plotting your whole facial structure, facial recognition database. China has the exact same scenario, but they just know everything about like, I mean, they know what kind of coffee table you have in your house. Like, I'm not sure what they would do with it, but. So they just need a U.S. company to be held responsible for the data so that they can say, okay, where's this data going? And we don't want it going to China, right? That's their launch.
Yeah.
Like Kevin O'Leary, they offered 20, the government has an opportunity. I think Trump said that they might want to put an investment on it. Kevin O'Leary had like a $20 billion offer.
And then the Beast, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. And he has I can't stand when people take pictures in their private jets that they rent. It's like, they're like, it's like.
I know a ton of those.
It's like, oh my God, stop. I mean, they're like, my jet. It's like, you have a seat. And you are a seat broker. You are not, you're like a seat salesman. It's not your jet.
That's funny.
Anyway, so Mr. Beast is like claiming he's putting a bid on it, but it's billion. How much are they selling it for?
I mean, the thing I heard is worth $100 billion or something like that.
Yeah, but how can Mr. Beast
put an offer? That's crazy.
What was his offer?
I don't know. Hey, Luke, did Mr. Beast put an offer into TikTok?
We're going to Google that right away.
Because I would love to Google it, but my computer is being funny right now.
Right away, Ms. Vargas. We'll Google that right away.
Thank you, sir.
Baby Shrek. What?
No, we're hidden in the back here.
We want to see you next time.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like the wizard behind
the
curtain.
We're going to put you guys in tutus.
You pan out to him. He's got the elephant hat on. And then he's got the horse head on.
Yeah, I'm not even dressed right now.
I know. Didn't you tell him to wear clothes?
I thought this was like part of the rules, dude.
I'm like the guy in the Zoom call interview who doesn't wear pants.
But I can't see what they're saying.
What are we Googling?
Oh, from his jet. That's what you're talking about right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Is that
Mr. Beast.
Is it weird that I don't know who this guy is?
Oh, there you go.
All right, I can pull it up. Yeah, wait, can you...
Who's Mr.
Why is that guy popular?
I guess I will just.
Who's Mr. Beast?
Yeah, who is Mr. Beast?
You don't know who Mr. Beast is?
I've heard him, but I don't know what his whole history
is. He's an influencer. Yeah, he's probably the biggest YouTube influencer in the world. Oh, yeah.
Special on Netflix about him.
Yeah, he does just a ton of games and Beast games, and he's got chocolate bars.
I have Beast games in my.
Oh, my God.
I just give up.
Shit, this is him, right? Mr. Beast. Okay. So he's submitting, so he hasn't yet.
You are the contestant in the Mr. Beast game.
But he also is doing a Squid Game. He's doing like a Squid Games.
Squid Games.
Wait, what?
He just got engaged, too. Mr. Beast is pretty phenomenal. Yeah. Okay, let's see what it says.
Phenomenal?
Yeah, I like Mr. Beast. I've been watching all of his shit forever. Shit, you guys don't know who Mr. Beast is. All right. Okay, so what do we got next? We've talked politics. Let's talk, what else we got? Anybody else got it?
Tiffany's love life.
No, we're going to leave that one out. There is no love life.
So Tiffany, how is Mammoth, by the way?
Mammoth was fun. We went there, got snow on the day that we left.
Yeah, oh, who'd you go with?
Sad. A bunch of friends. Like
a bunch of friends?
12 people.
None of us were invited.
It's been wet.
The weatherman said it's going to be sunny that day.
No, honestly, you guys, day one, day two, it was a little windy, it was a little cold. Day three, it's dumping. And I'm like, I almost had to cancel this podcast because I wanted to stay for a day.
But you look so beautiful today. Oh,
yeah, no. But it was great, you know. We're in the village. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. So I think I drank more than I rode, but anyway.
But you know what's funny about you? You never look like you drink. Your skin looks great 24/7.
Regret. But yeah, yeah. You know, all those hot toddies, they just catch up. Now it's like 7. You're on the thing. You're like, I don't even know if I should be riding right now, but it's fun.
Where do you like to go on vacation?
Me?
Yeah.
I just love vacations. Yeah, exactly. Where I go, it's just like I'm away.
Says the wife.
Yes. We just got back from Belize. We spent Christmas in Belize.
That's rough. That's rough.
It's a little third world.
Yeah, it's a little rough. Really?
It's a little third world.
Is it really?
It's a little third world, but the people are super friendly.
I was totally joking.
No, but actually, it is third world. So like, we went to this like 5-star restaurant, and we're driving through the third world country, and I'm like, oh, and then like, oh, this is so Poland. We're like, okay, and we go inside, and the food was amazing, the staff was amazing. We're like, oh, so it's actually fun. So I just like to go vacation anyway.
Where do you like to go? Have you been out of country?
Thank you. This guy I've known him my whole life, and he barely gets out of the country.
Well, you have a passport, right, Keith?
I mean, yeah.
Are you legal?
Of course.
Have you ever left the country? Have you ever? When?
Well, I went to Florence last summer.
Maybe once in every 20 years, Keith leaves.
Listen, you know, it's when you run a business and you have like, as you know, it's like if you don't put out the fire, my mom always yells at me from on the phone visiting her because I'm like, Mom, if I don't put out this fire, it turns into a fight. It makes LA fires like mini.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a big fire. It's like an inferno. Like, so if I put it out really quick and to answer the call and put it out, it's a lot easier than having to deal with it. So I haven't trusted the companies to be able to do something without me having to make an immediate decision of some sort.
Yeah.
So now I've learned to kind of like.
You're an adult babysitter for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I got a Lindsay working for me. I mean, that's just.
But you got a great team.
I monitor her all the time.
Okay, so by the way, your cold plunge saved my life. I use your cold plunge every single day. I don't know if that's not healthy, right?
Yeah, totally. You know.
But I can only do, I just capped it at, I can't do less than 44 degrees. And I do.
You can tell the difference between like 38 and 44.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like my boobs are going to freeze off.
No, they'll be.
And so I'm like, okay, is it healthy for, okay, so Keith, by the way, owns a company called.
Innovations.
Snoop Dogg lost half a million followers.
What?
After.
Performing for Trump. Yeah, because.
Okay, wait. Emergency alert. Snoop Dogg lost half a million followers after performing at Trump Crypto Ball.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
That seems kind of weird. I don't think so.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
He'll get him back.
But why?
He'll get him back.
But why?
Because he was...
Snoop Dogg made a comment that said, during Trump's first term, he said, if any of you guys perform at him, you're a traitor, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to rip you, like... And then he performs at his next.
I mean, I think he's a little confused because didn't he go like sober recently too? He's like, oh, I'm not going to smoke anymore.
No, that was a ploy for his fire pits.
Yeah.
No smoke because there was no smoke coming out of the fire pits. Luke, how long do we have? What are we at right now?
We've been live for an hour and 2 minutes.
Oh, really? Oh, dang.
We're doing good. 2 hours last time.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So, no, I mean, today we're just testing it again. You know, we're going to kind of keep doing live at 5. And maybe one day we will actually go live at 5. All right, next Monday we will be live at 5.
Right at 5. Not 5:15.
Not 5:15. Today was a little bit, you know, obviously a lot political, but we're going to get more into, you know, bringing some special guests on and, you know, shooting the shit with some fun people.
I've got some fun guests coming.
Who do you have?
I'm not going to tell you because I want
to. You tried to bring one on today, so who knows?
I tried.
You
didn't
want to let us know ahead of time.
Actually, you know what? I think that actually might be fun. That actually might be a fun scenario.
Watch the spiral. Just watch. No, not happening.
Who?
No, just no,
we bring out a surprise guest.
My ex-husband?
And what's that one guy that they claimed you were dating?
Jim Bellino.
Jim and I would never date, but I don't know him. I just know that he sued Shannon, I guess, or something. So I'm loyal to Shannon, and I would never want any of that situation around me. So I should never have taken the date with Jim Bellino. Okay,
it wasn't even the date. It was just going to A's.
Well, going to a restaurant.
Not to be seen. You're trying to do a private date.
It's a quiet woman.
I didn't even know what was happening. I was like desperate, like a desperate housewife.
Ooh.
And I was single. Come on, you guys. Give me a pass on this one. It was not a good decision. Yeah. But he's actually a nice guy, just not my type.
He gets more airtime than anyone I know.
You're not like that.
I know, right?
Well, he's sitting there in his jacuzzi.
That's because, okay, first off, I broke up with my ex-husband who gave me like cease and desist I couldn't talk about. Then the next guy I hire for Vargas Vodka, I end up trying to bang. He ends up in prison. And then I went Bellino. I'm like, this is not.
Your tracker's not
this
good.
This is my tracker's not good.
Well, you're getting yourself some penis.
I texted
Liz the other day. I'm like, she wasn't answering my text. I'm like, what? And like a whole day. I'm like, you better be counting ceiling tiles right now.
Oh, there's Jason Momoa. Oh.
Wait, hey, Keith, can you bring Jason Momoa on the next show?
Yes, please. Jason Momoa, if you are listening.
Oh, let me call him.
All the Housewife fans in the world. So we can lighten up
Somebody
this room.
Knows his number.
We can talk about
Do
your
you
pecs.
Nobody's
poor Ollie muscles.
Did you watch his testimony during the Johnny Depp Amber Heard?
Amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah, it is so good. He's like, and he was like, just he, Johnny Depp's like knew I think he was gonna do it. She's like, so you and Amber Heard are actors? He's like, no, we're janitors. it was like, and then he like comes up with this whole story. Did you find her dangerous in any way? And Jason Momoa is like, well, I wouldn't say that, but there was this time we were in the pool doing this scene. And he's all, ha, ha, ha. Like, he's like, and then there was like this brown fish floating around. And the prosecutor, the guy, the plaintiff's attorney is like, he's like, what do you mean a brown fish? He's like, well, you know, Amber's turd. He said this, I swear.
How funny.
You gotta look it up.
That entire trial was such a sham.
That's how the Blake Lively one's gonna go.
You could tell she was just trying to frame him.
And then Disney offered, because Johnny Depp said, I wouldn't do another Pirates movie for $300 million. And then Disney just offered him $300 million to do another Pirates movie.
Did he take it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, did Johnny Depp take the offer from Disney to do another Pirates movie?
I don't know, Keith.
Well, if you wore pants, jeez.
Oh. We got one. Hi from New Jersey. Love your podcast. We love you too.
Thanks, Bridget.
Hello, New Jersey.
Oh, that's an Italian name, right? We have to look at this little
Capaccio
screen. We're like,
Capaccio. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. I'll eat one of these bars.
Okay, so we want to give a big thanks to our sponsor, Vita Bar.
Thanks,
Vitamin
Austin.
Bar. Thank you, Austin.
Thanks,
we love
Austin.
You. Eat Vitamin Bar. It's what do you say? There was no seed oils.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of protein there.
It tastes really good.
It actually tastes good.
Yeah, it's
really good one.
Yeah, super food. We got who's in charge of our food now?
RFK.
RFK. So, you know, Austin, we're going to try and get this into the grips of RFK just so we can get some sponsorships for you. You are our world champion skimboarder. You've been a great supporter of Girl Talk. So we're a great supporter of your chocolate chip specifically.
Why do I feel like this is like a sort of like Liberty Mutual where it's like. It's like Lemu, Emu, and Keith. It's an episode of Girl Talk.
This is supposed to be Girl Talk logic, and I'm like, I keep thinking, where's the logic in all of this? But, you know, sometimes illogical is logical. So I can't thank you guys enough for being here. We'll see you guys next Monday. Thanks for tuning in this week to Live at 5 with Girl Talk and Keith. Tune in next week. Like, follow, subscribe on Instagram, and follow us on YouTube for the latest and greatest. We're going to cut this sucker up and we're going to redistribute it. So stay tuned.